Okay, we did last week the beginning of the Perek of Mizbeach Mekadesh, and the story that we explained last week was that the Chiddush really was that just like by things that go on in Mizbeach, there's a Chiyuv Haktara, and your Mekadesh, the item has Kedusha in order to have that Haktara, so too, when it says Mizbeach Mekadesh, the Psulim, so there's also two concepts. First, there is that the concept that when you burn something on Mizbeach, even though it's a Dovah Pasul, it became Tomei, for example, or the Dam was Nishbach, or things like that, then if you burn it, it's considered a Haktara of the Mizbeach, it's considered a Haktara in the carbon. And then there's another halacha that you have to be able to burn it. So the Brisker Rav, the way he explains it, is that when you burn the item on the Mizbeach, it's not a Haktara of a carbon, rather it's Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. It's a new type of Haktara, Lachmei Shal Mizbeach Haktara. And when the Rashi says Mizbeach Mekadesh Le'asa is Lachmei Shal Mizbeach, so it means that in order to achieve that Haktara, in order to have the Chiyuv of having that Haktara, you have to have a Kiddush, and that happens on sanctification once it hits the Mizbeach. And therefore, there's two aspects, and we spoke about that last week. Okay, we don't have to know that for this week. I just want to give a quick overview of what we said. The Gemara, the first Gemara in a Mizbeach Mekadesh. So the Gemara said like this, Mizbeach is Mekadesh es sh'roi loy, only what is befitting for the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, roi loy in, she'ein roi loy loy. In other words, of course, Mizbeach is Mekadesh, lachmesh Mizbeach, even things which are tomei, even things which are pasul. But it has to be roi loy. What's roi loy? Roi loy in, she'ein roi loy. So the Gemara says, Limute mai, what does it come to exclude? What is Mizbeach not Mekadesh? Amra papa limute kemotzin shalai kitchu bikli. It comes to exclude a kemitza shalai kitchu bikli, which was not sanctified with a keli. Which means, you made the kemitza, but you did not put the kemitza down in a kli sharis. She made the kemitza without putting it down in a kli sharis. So part of the kemitza was lacking, and therefore part of the kemitza was lacking. It wasn't yet niskadesh, and you take that and you put it on the mizbeach. See, if you take that, you put it on the mizbeach. It says Rashi, limut ma'ishla nira lemizbeach divrako. What's considered eino roiloi? Kmuk matzin shle kitchu bekli kaimet, which was not put in a kli sharis, and that according to everybody, the mizbeach is not mekadesh. And such a thing, you cannot burn it. Im alu, if you put it on the mizbeach, Yehudu, you have to put it down, that you cannot do haktaran. Says the Gemara, Maskev lo Ravina, Ravina asked the question, Maishno midu ula? How is it different than ula? Doma ula, ula says, Emure kachim kalim, Shehel lo lifnei zrikas domon, lo yehudu, that if you have innards of kachim kalim, of a carbon toida, a carbon shlomim, the innards, they murim, Shehelon, you put them on the Mizbeach, lifnei zrikas domon, before you made the zrikas adam, so the Gemara is going to say, Rashi is going to say, these emurim are not really sanctified yet. Yeah, of course, it's Kedushas HaGuf, it has. It's part of the carbon, and the shechita was done to the carbon. But before you have the zrika, you cannot burn anything. So the Gemara is going to say, emure kachim kalim shehelon lifnei zrikas domon, even though it might be considered like kmotzin shalai kitchu bikli, because just like you made a, right, kmitza is compared to a shchita. So you did the kmitza, but you didn't put it inside the keli. So too over here, you made the shchita on the animal, but you didn't do the zrikas adam. Emure kachim kalin, shehen lefnei zrikas damin. And nevertheless we say, lo yeldu, nasu lachma shamizbeach. So there we say, however, that if there's a murim of kachim kalim that go on the mizbeach before you made the zrikas adam, lo yehudu, means we have the halacha of mizbeach mekadesh. So what's the difference? Look in Rashi, lifnei emure kachim kalim lifnei zrikas domon, lo yhuvreru lemizbeach. They were not yet chosen for the mizbeach. Why? Shezrikas domon shelohen kaivason lechele gavoya. Because only through a zrika, that's when it's these innards, these imurim, become separated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Mizbeach. Le'inyan Me'ila.
Regarding Me'ila. In other words, Allah is, if you use it for yourself, you're not Moyel unless it's Kochim. So we say that Emurim Kochim Kalim, before the Zvika Saddam, it's not yet Me'ila, it's not yet Kochei Hashem. Why? Because before the Zvika, it's not yet sanctified, it's not yet set aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Masha'en came b'kotche kotchim. Unlike kotche kotchim, she'en mitchilosin ligavoya, ve'emurein oilem mizbeach. By kotche kotchim, automatically, as soon as you sanctify it, the whole thing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they murim oilem mizbeach, go up to the mizbeach, and there's halacha v'al le'yedu. Avo kotchim kalim, ein behen me'ila, afilu be'emurein. Kiditani b'teres ka'anim, you don't have me'ila on the emurim of kotchim kalim, as kotche Hashem. Hamiyuchadim l'shem yatsu kachim kalim. Aval, so therefore kachim kalim, there's no meal at all. Aval achas rikas domim, but after you throw the dam, yesh meila beemurayin, then we say there is meila in its emurim that's supposed to get burned. Why? The nafkalom nivikol chelav l'shem l'rabbeis emurei kachim kalim achas rikas domim l'meila. So in other words, emurei kache kalim, which before zrika, there's no meila. Correct? After Zrika, that's Me'ila. Then it's Miuchad Vashem. But before Me'ila, before Zrika, there's no Me'ila. It's not Miuchad Vashem. And still we say, Vafilochi Kamal, Lo Yeldu. And still we say that if that goes up in the Mizbeach, that's considered Roi Loi. That's fit for the Mizbeach. How is that different than Kumotzim Shaloi Kitchu Bekli? Which also have a Kedushas Karban. They also have a Din Kemitza. And nevertheless, we say no. Until the kitchu bekli, it's not yet miyuchad for the mizbeach, and therefore it's eino roi loi. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? Answers the Gemara: Hanuch loy michsiru ma'ase begufayu, hanu michsiru ma'ase begufayu. Which means hanuch loy michsiru ma'ase begufayu. These kachim kalim, emurim kachim kalim before the zrika loy michsiru ma'ase begufayu. Nothing to the emurim need to be done to make it ready for the Mizbeach. Why? Because what needs to be done? A Zrika Saddam. Zrika Saddam is not actually part of the Emurim. It says, Loi michsiri maisi begufayu. It's not lacking something on their body, on themselves. Masha'en kein hani, but the k'motzim shalai kitru bekli, it's michsiru maisi begufayu, and therefore, we say that is considered eino roi loi. That's Atkan the Gemara. Comes along Taisus, says Taisus, Limutei k'matzim shlei kitchu b'klui, says Taisus, L'chayre, afilo alibi de Reb Shimon koi, domo l'kamon, v'nishbach domo de lo yeret. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet, Amud Aleph. Turn to the next page to quickly show the Mishnah on the left-hand side. The Mishnah says, Elum olu lo yeldu. These are psulim that im olu lo yeldu means the Mizbeach l'mekadosh. Halon, Vahayoite, Vahatome, Vishinishka, which is Manoi, Bukhutim Koimoi, Vishkim Zogdoma, etc., etc. In other words, you have it, Yossi? In other words, all these things that a Zrika was done, but it's something done wrong. Yalon, Yoite, Tome, Chutz Manoi, Chutzim Koimoi, etc., etc. Rabbi Yudah Emel, Shinishka Balayim, Nishbach Doma, Vyatzachu, Doma, Chutzikloim, Im also take it. We just focus on one. Rabbi Yudah says that Nishbach Doma, if the blood gets spilled, before you make a zrika, see you never made a zrika, im Allah teret. Reb Shimon Oimer, loy teret. Reb Shimon says no. If the blood spills nishbach doma, you did a kabbal in the kli, but you did not make a zrika because nishbach doma, nevertheless, Allah loy teret. That's what Reb Shimon says. Says Taisus, limute k'matzim shlei kitchu b'kli. Taisus says, well, k'matzim shlei kitchu b'kli is called eina roi, Taisus says. And that's even according to Reb Shimon that says that Nishbach Doma is yes good, even though there's no Zrika done. Same question. In other Taisha says that when the Gemara says that K'matzim Shlai Kitchu Bekli is considered Eino Roi, even according to Reb Shimon, he says that even if Nishbach Doma, that's still okay, Nishbach Doma is still okay, even by Kachim Kalim, because no difference if the blood spills or if you bring it up before Zrika, it's the same thing. But that's okay, Allah la yeret. But k'matzim shlei kitchu b'kli, not.
Right? And the Gemara says, what's the difference? And the difference is the same thing. Because Hani Mechzera Maisa Begufayu, Vahani Lo Mechzera Maisa Begufayu. But all Taisa points out that this halacha, the Kmotzim Shloi Kitcher Bekli, is called Einaroi, that even if you hold that Nishpach Domo is yes considered Allah La Yeret, because that's yes called Roy, because Lo Mechzera Maisa Begufayu. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa says by Beis, Vikshur Rav Chaim, he says, what's the chiddush? In Menachos, the Gemara, Reb Shimon himself says, in Menachos, the Kaimitz does not need kiddush kli. So according to Reb Shimon himself, Kaimitz, it's considered roiloi. Why? Because it doesn't need kiddush kli. So how could Taisa say, and Taisa had a riot that it fits even according to Shimon, it must go according to Shimon. What do you mean according to Shimon doesn't fit? Because Kamatsum Shlekish Bikli is considered Roy. So Taisa says, Taisa is not going to Shimon, going to the Rabbanon. Then Taisa says, okay, but according to Rabbi Shimon, Taisa says, who says that Kamatsum Shlekish Bikli is considered Roy, it doesn't need Kiddush Kli. So what's the case of Eino Roy, according to Rabbi Shimon? Nishbach Doma is considered Roy. K'matzim Shlei Kitchu B'Kli doesn't need Kiddush Kli, also called Roy. What's the case of Einoi Roy, according to Reb Shimon? Says Tosfos, Ul Reb Shimon Mishkachas, last two lines, She'ein Roy Loi, K'goin Levoina, K'oidem K'mitza Sasoiles. Sha'alavoina Niteres, B'K'mitza Sasoiles. Tosfos says the what? The what's the case of Einoi Roy Loi? The Levoina, which gets added onto the Kaimitz, before he even did the Kemitzah. Once he did the Kemitzah, so then it's ready, completely done, because you don't need Kiddush Kli. But according to Reb Shimon, the Chiddush is, that the Levina, before he even did the Kemitzah, the Levina that you know which is going to be used, and it's set aside, but it's not quite good enough. It's Eino Roy Loi. Because before you did the Kemitzah, on the actual carbon, on the Mincha, then the Levina, even though you know which Levina is being used, it's Einoi Roi Loi. It's like what we said till now, K'matzim Shloi Kitcher B'Kli, it's not all the way. So too over here. If I didn't do the Kemitzah yet, then the Levina, even though I know which Levina is being used, it's only set amount of the Levina, nevertheless, that's called Einoi Roi Loi, because it's not done yet, and therefore, that's not considered Roi, and that's Allah Yeret. Yes. Why can't that be the case? That's Reb Kivegan's question. Comes Reb Kivegan and says, wait a second, if that's the case, wait a second, we just said that something is like Mechzer Meiser Begufayu, there's no problem of Eino Roi Loi. So just like we said in the Gemara, K'matzim Shloi Kitcher B'Kli, it's considered Mechzer Meiser Begufayu, but the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, before Zrikas Domon, is considered like Mechzer Meiser Begufayu, even though it's not finished yet, not yet set aside. Nevertheless, it's not up to them, so that's considered Roy. So how could Taisa say that the Levina, before you took off the Silas of the Kemitzah, is considered Ein Roy? It's like Mechzer Maisa B'Gufayu, Reb Kivegan's question. Number two. Wait, one second, let's see it inside. L'tovet l'tovet maslam mitig motzin, grein Levina kain Kemitzah z'Silas. V'kashali, the bezeh ha-maiteret, ha-doyme le-murim, kaidem zrik azdam. The Mishaninon, the Lechasra Maisa Begufe, Vachanam Bilavoyna, the Lechasra Begufa, Vitzachion. Vegas question. Yes. I know, because I skipped that part of Taisus, but Taisus shows over there that it has to fit with the Shimon. That's why. That's all. That's technical point, we're not working with that. Ebki Vegas question. Clear Ebki Vegas question? Yes, you follow Ebki Vegas question? Joe, we good? Very good question. Rabbi Squid, for good with Ebki Vegas? Beautiful question. Doesn't answer it. The Shittim Kubetz has also asked a question, by the way, not just Givega, one question. Another question on the Sugya, which is the Biskarov. And Biskarov says, let's read it inside, because it's so hard to understand it, so we'll read it inside, every part is so deep, so we'll try and understand it from the Shurim, try and get the question. Straightforward question. He says, what kind of answer is that? A murim kachim kalim lifnei zrikas domon. So we say that even though it's Kachim Kalim, and there is no Mi'ila, there is no Mi'ila on it, correct? And therefore it's not Kachay Hashem, but nevertheless, it's still Roy Lemizbeach. Why? Because Le Mechzer Maise Begufayu. Says the Brisker Rav, who cares that it's like Mechser of Maise Begufayu? It never got to first base. If it's Kachim Kalim, and it's now Din of Me'ila, that was the whole reason. Kachim Kachim is a Din Me'ila, that's always Miyuchet Fakash Balchu. But this we say, it doesn't get to first base. Why? Because it's not Miyuchet Fakash Balchu, because there's no Me'ila. Because it's before Zrikas Adam. So who cares that the Chisorin is because Lein Mechser of Maise Begufayu? But at the end of the day, it's what's name? It's lacking in Kachay Hashem. So then what does it help that Lemechser Maise Begufayu? Mechser Maise Begufayu tells me everything else is good and that's lacking. The Havamina Gemara says, no, this is no good. Why? Because Kachay Kachim is Kachay Hashem. And that's for Kach Bochu and that's for the Mizbeach. But Kachim Kalim before Zrika is nothing. Gemara says, no, it's nothing, but it's not as bad of a nothing because Lemechser Maise Begufayu. But it's still nothing. That's the way he looks at it. That's the way Brisker looks at it. Let's read the question side, and we'll get to the answer soon. Vayesh Lahavi number 3, Madam Shani Leel, Hanach Le Mechsera Maisi Begufayu, Hani Mechsera Maisi Begufayu, Hakivan de Chosebu Kedushas Kache Kachim, Mabekach de Eina Maisi Begufayu. Who cares that it's Le Mechsera Maisi Begufayu? It's not intrinsic to itself that it's lacking. Mikomakoin, Kivan de Mechsera Oit Kedusha Begufayu, At the end of the day, 3/4 of zero is still zero. K'matzim shle kitzur b'kli, we said, it's not kachi Hashem. So therefore, we say, that's considered ein aroi. This is also not kachi Hashem. So who says that it can be fixed, not through itself? But it didn't get to first base. It's still zero. Who cares that it's like mechsel ma'is b'kufayu, and it remains zero? That's the way I think he's asking it. Look at number 3a, maybe I didn't say this right. Vagiz, that's from the Shurim. Hagiz miskasha b'zeh, the Rashi b'yir hocha, the emurei kotche kalim, lifnei zrikas domim, ein v'em e'ilo, the einam adayin b'chlal kotche Hashem, ham yuchadim l'Hashem, the choldin me'ilo shven, chal rak acha zrikas domim, ukemoikin Rashi kosaf. Shekol Hashem kachim beimurim chal rak acha zrika. None of it's called a meila. It becomes sanctified after the zrika. K'mesh kosav sham huadin beimurim mik mechsher shazrika oisay se kachim. V'hikshim kein agriz the my time and mikri bekach lemichzer meisim begufayu. Doim onu donim rak lirgabe azrika. If you're looking at the zrika, b'zei yesh loimal the bem zayin mechaser meisim begufayu. But if you tell me it never got to first base because it's before Zrika, so who cares at the end of the day that it's because of a side issue that it's nothing? But it's lacking intrinsically, it's not Kotze Hashem. And if it's lacking intrinsically, that's Mechse Meise Begufayu. Ein Lecha Meise Begufayu Godel Mizu. There's something lacking on the actual thing. And therefore he says, what is the Gemara trying to tell us? That's his question. Seth, you don't hear that question? What's the answer?
But, meaning, something is,
we
also have it together, right? What if it already got up?
One second, before that, Joe, you understand the question? David, you follow the question? You hear it.
I hear it, but like the whole shoe aspect of some soul, if it's roy, then what's the whole concept of Mizbeach HaKadosh?
No, so the Gemara says, it's roy means that it's already Kotche Hashem, but it became Tomei, or it was Lon, or Yaitse. Here the Gemara is telling us, yeah, but if it's not yet Kotche Hashem, it's not Mizbeach. It doesn't belong in Mizbeach yet. So it's not that he won't. That's his whole Gemara trying to tell us. Yeah, go ahead, Seth. What's your answer?
So obviously,
correct.
Now, whatever reason, right, made a mistake, it ended up on his bed. So now we look at the chepsa itself, right? Is this a chepsa, right? Is it intrinsic? Is it really? The question is that it's intrinsically lacking because it's Rika Saddam. I think the chepsa of the Gemara is no, it's not intrinsically lacking. You need to do another step, and the chatila you.
So what does it have? And what's lacking because of this Rika? It has something, and what it's lacking is Lemechser Maisi Begufayu. What does it have? It's Loi Begufayu, correct. So what does it have? And what's Zrika? And why is Rashi bringing Kachay Kachim, Kachim Kalim? Right? If Rashi starts off... So if Rashi starts with Kachay Kachim, Kachim Kalim, and that seems to be whether that's Miyuchad Lashem or not, and if Rashi just falls away from us without even telling us?
Well, he brings in Kachay Kalim to bring in the issue of Meila.
I understand.
It's Meila to make the determination.
Got it. So this still has no me'ilah. So who cares that loy mechzer ma'ase begufayu? But it's still not me'ilah. You don't have anything over here. And what did this get? What does it have? And it doesn't have Maisa Begufayu. How do you understand? How do we magdir it? So I'll tell you how the Bishkurov found another Gemara, two blood later, which you didn't even know the Gemara. It's the same Gemara. And look how he pulled it out of the Gemara. And I guess that will teach us how to, next time we see a Gemara like that, we'll be able to pull it the same way. That's the beauty of the piece. Let's see it, I guess. Says the Gemara, number two on the sheet, the second page. Gemara da peheim ad aleph. Very similar Gemara. Amar Ula. Same Ula. Says Ula. Emure kachim kalim. Shehedlon lifnei zrikas domom. I need your help with this because I want to get a better understanding as we say it. Amar Ula. This is our Gemara. Emure kachim kalim. Shehedlon lifnei zrikas domom. The innards of the kachim kalim. That you put on the mizbeach before the zrika. Lo yeldu. Right, that's our Gemara. Why? Nasu lachmoy shamizbeach. Right, that's exactly what we said. Right, loymechzer ma'ase begufayu, and therefore alo layerdu emurin kotim kalim lifnei zrikas domon. Amar Reb Zeira, afana nami tenino. We learned this also. Shenishbach domo v'chiyotze domo chutzikloim. That the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon says that if you have nishbach domo, if the blood gets spilled before the zrika, then the meat is all lo yeldu. Uma hosom din bol lizroik ein lo lizroik amrit am all lo yeldu hachen din bol lizroik zoyik le kol shekein. You might want to, what?
The case of nishbach domo, the dam is more than the stories and then spilled, or
yes.
I
think it's actually not according to klisharis. Because if it's according to klisharis, I think the Gemara said you can pick it back up. No, because nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. He said that's enough considered roi. Right? I think it's a nishbach, because I think if nishbach doma after comes in a klisharis, you can pick it up and then make the zrika.
Right,
so then what's a chiddush? No. It means it was nishbach doma. You cannot do it anymore. You cannot do it anymore. Right, correct. Same thing. So Gemara says, well, that's clear. What is the chiddush of Ula? After all, it says nishbach doma. It says that's considered roi. And nishbach doma is also, and it's even a bigger chiddush. Because nishbach doma, if you want to make a zrika now, you cannot make a zrika. Here by the Kachim Kalim,
you can still
make the zrika now. So that's what it says. What's a chiddush? What's a chiddush of Ula? Uma hasam din ba lizrak ein lizrak amridim ol leyeldu hachin din ba lizrak zayik lekol shekein. So Gemara says, no. Tilgema akachei kachim. That the Mishnah that says nishbach dom is good, you know why that's good? Because that's kachei kachim. So why is Kachi Kachin better without any Zrika? What's the answer? Why is Kachi Kachin better? Because it's Miyuchat Lashem, Rashi says. Tigma Kachi Kachin by the arrow between Aleph and Beis. Pirush HaMishnah Zois B'Kachi Kachin. Shekdush HaZagufa Lein Lefnei Zrika. It's Kachi Hashem. It's Miyuchat Lashem. Of course. That, for sure we know it works. What? And we have Mila, the whole business. So what's a riot? It's not the same as Ula. Says the Gemara, but Harei Pesach, that the Sefer, the Tosefta says, Pesach as well, the Kachei Kalimu, Kachei Kalim, and the Mishnah says that one of the things, Imala La Yeret, even if Nishmach Domo, it says at the end of the Braisa, look at Rashi, Harei Pesach Shaninibo, the Toni Sefer, Va Pesach Vachatos, because Sacha Taitich, the Psuli Toni Bereshi Namikoi, and Nishmach Domo Yotso. In other words, Nishmach Domo on Kobin Pesach, which is also Kachim Kalim, so also it's a Muri Kachim Kalim, Lifnei Zrikas Domo. It says in the Mishnah. So what do you want? What's a Chiddush of Ula? Says the Gemara, no, that's different. The case of Pesach im Ola Leyeret is not talking about Nishbach Domo. That's talking about Shalai Lishma. That's what Rashi says. Tigma Shalai Lishma, Pesach Leitanele El Absula de Shalai Lishma. In other words, which case of Pesach, Kachim Kalim, do we say, Olala Yeret, if you shech the Kabin Pesach, Shalai Lishma. And you did a shriek afterwards. Not in the case of Nishmach Dama. That you need the Chiddush of Ula. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along to Brisker Rav and says, wait a second. Nishbach Doma by Kochim Kalim, that's no good. That's a Chiddush Shavula. The Gemara argues on that. So Gemara says, so therefore don't bring me right from there, Nishbach Doma, because that's talking about Kochim Kochim. And that's Miuchad Lashem. Kochim Kalim, Nishbach Doma is not going to work. Right, by the way, Ula says, Chiddush is, that no Zrika by Kochim Kalim also works. Gemara argues. It says, Nishbach Doma by Kochim Kalim does not work. But Shalai Lishmo by Kochim Kalim does work. What's the difference? Says Mishka Rav, let me try and understand what's the machlekes between Ula and the Gemara, first of all. Why, according to Ula, Nishbach Doma, or it's Kochim Kalim, before Zrika works, and according to the Gemara, Gemara says, no, this does not work. And then Gemara will say that even if it does not work, but Shalai Lishmo does work by Kochim Kalim. What's the difference? See, look at the way he analyzes. Number five. Vine, lechoyre, kol ikera shayla, the cholik din kotche kotchim, the kotchim kalim, hainu, the kotche, what's between kotche kotchim, hainu, the kotche kotchim, ein hazrike, meisefes kedusha, beguf avasa. Very glatt. Which means, kotche kotchim, the zrike does not add any kedusha, because by nishbach domba kotche kotchim, we say it's okay. Why? Why? Still, there's no Zrika. Doesn't make a difference. Because the Kedusha, Me'ila, is still there. The Kedusha is there on the meat, on the Emurim, even before the Zrika. The Zrika doesn't add anything to the Kedusha of the Emurim. Raksha Zrika, Materes es Emurim, Lahaktora. You need the Zrika in order to allow the Emurim to get burnt. But it's not going to change the Kedusha. Kedusha, you had Me'ila beforehand. Kedusha of the Emur and the Basar you had beforehand, just as Rika is matir to do, allow you to do the Akhtara. V'lokach, nishbach ha'vikishah psulim, dim'alu lo yedu. Masha'enken bekotchim kalim, v'tzorich es azrika, gam sheyochul al ha'emurim, din kotche kotchim. V'oz yeroi l'Akhtara. In other words, by kotchim kalim, this Rika does two things. Number one, it allows you to burn it, the same that you have by kotche kotchim. But in addition to that, it also makes it into Kachi Hashem. It makes it into something that's Miyuchet for Hashem, makes it into Kachi Kachim. That is Rika accomplishes by Kachim Kalim. Poshet, right? V'svire leilule, da'ale de'dina de'lach mesham izbeach levad, beloya zrika, gamkin eshel haktir. And Ula obviously holds, right, that lach mesham izbeach that we said last week, allows you to burn it even without the Zrika. That's what he's saying. Ula says, Kotche Kalim Sha'al Nulifnei Zrika Nasu Lachma Sham Izbeach. So you're allowed to burn it within Lachma Sham Izbeach even without the Zrika. After Lai Nasu Kotche Kotchim Do Masik Delekim Ilaba Lo Kotchim Zrika. In other words, even though it's not Kotche Kotchim, for some reason, Lachma Sham Izbeach Olu Leyedu helps even if there's no Zrika, and it's still Kachim Kalim, no problem. V'agmora chalekes alov, and the Gemara argues, no. The Bekachim Kalim lefnei Zrika, loy moyil dina de lo yeldu. Umuki loho de lo yeldu, b'pesach shalai lishma. V'inei yesh lovin. Darei b'zrika, so his question is, so that's the first thing, what's clear. So his question is, inei yesh lovin, darei b'zrika spiegel mevur b'mi'ila. Dei mevi'ei mevur kachim kalim lefnei mi'ila, if the Zrika was done wrong, it's not going to make the kachim kalim into meila. V'rama milch meila kolal din zikus pigal din yotz adam v'im kain vada de shloy lishma le maisi li de meila. Hare de le nasi murim de zikus shloy lishma din kachim kachim v'im kain mada shloy lishma le nizak klal. Another question is the question we start off with. If you tell me that Ula says you don't need kachim kachim, kachim kalim is good enough for whatever reason, kachim kalim is good enough, even though there's no zrika done, but nevertheless it's good enough. Why? Because you can do the Haktara, Lach Mosham Izbech, Imal Leyedu. Comes along with the Gemara argues in Ula. And the Gemara says, no, unless it's Kach Hashem, it's not going to work. So his question is, by shechting something Shalei Lishma, also is not Yaitzi Midei, it doesn't make it into Mila. So it didn't change the Kachim Kalim status. So what's the Gemara saying? The Pesach Shalei Lishma is suddenly okay. It's still Kachim Kalim status. It was done Shalei Lishma. Why is that going to make it better? Right? Shout in the Gemara.
Why? It's Shloshma works. It's Shloshma.
No, Pesach Shloshim is not. No, all Shlom besides Pesach. Not Pesach, not Pesach. Pesach not, first mission is welcome, that's it. Pesach does not work. So what's the shot? She said like this. Let's read number 6. V'amuchach mizeh, look what he says. D'loy b'inen klal, she'al amurim, lahaktore, din kotche kotche. He says clearly, the Gemara holds, that you never need, even according to the Gemara, the ones who argue in Ula, you don't need a din kotche kotchim on the Emurim. You don't need that. Not the way we learned till now, that in order to be Olala Yeldu, according to the Ula, you don't need kotche kotchim, but according to the Gemara who argues in Ula, you do need kotche kotchim. Clearly not. So what's the chilek between kotche kotchim and kotchim kalim? The chilek between kotche kotchim and kotchim kalim who? The be kotche kotchim ein hazriko elo lahatiresei murim. By kotche kotchim, the zrik is only there to allow the murim to get burnt. Ube kotchim kalim, levatche materesei murim, higam vareres chele gavoya. That the zrika, besides, in other words, you don't need it to be mila, don't have to be mila. But the zrika, by kotche kotchim, only allows you to get burnt. But by kotchim kalim, the zrika also allows the emurim to get burnt, but also mevareres chele gavoya. It sets aside that this is the place, this is the emurim, they're going to get burnt. So you don't have to call that, you don't have to call me'ila, it doesn't change the me'ila status, but it's mevareres chele gavoya, which means it designates that this piece of meat now is considered for Hashem. It's going to get burnt. Even though Zrika also makes it into Mila, very simple. He's saying that the Zrika, you're right, the Zrika makes it into kotche kotchim, but you don't need that. You don't need that for Alul Yerdu. All you need that it's mevareres chele gavoya, which is really the same as saying it's meant for Akad Baruch Hu, but it doesn't have to make it into no mila and no kotche kotchim, into kotche kotchim. It can still make kotchim kalim, but it has to, the Zrika, besides allowing it to get burnt, will also be mevarel and say, oh, I made this zrika, now this piece is miyuchet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not kotche kotchim, no meila yet, but it's mevarel lechele gavoya. That's clear. And therefore he wants to say, that where I make a zrika, where I make a shchita shalei lishma, so even though technically speaking, it's still no meila, and it's still kotchim kalim, but it's mevarel lechele gavoya. In other words, it designates that these emurim are the emurim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, all he's saying is just translating in a different way of saying it. Rather than saying it becomes kotche kotchim, not kotche kotchim, but mevarel lechele gavoya it is. So you don't need it to become kotche kotchim. And you don't need it to become chay b'mila. And when the Gemara says kotche kalim, all it means to say is that by kotche kotchim, the zrika, you don't need all. The zrika is just to allow it to get burnt. And therefore, it doesn't change, the zrika doesn't change the item from not roi to mizbeach to being roi to mizbeach. Masha'enkin, by kotchim kalim, the zrika changes the item from being roi, not roi to being roi. But you don't need the zrika to make it into kotchim kotchim.
What happens to the animal when it goes back?
One second. Let's just finish up. So then he won't say, Ulefize Shape Mikri Shloy Mechzira Maisa Begufayu. Kivin de Mashaloy Efshalak Tirum Kainim Zrika, Eine Vishum de Chosr Behu Tsefes Kedusha, Rak de Chosr Zrika Shetavarerein, Ava Begufayu Le Mechzira Midi. Huh? What is he saying over here? He's saying over here that if the problem is that the Zrika has to make it into Kotche Kotchim, from kotche kalim into kotche kotchim, roi lemi'ila. So then we say it's mechzer ma'ase begufayu. At the end of the day, it's emure kotche kalim, lefnei zrika zaman, it's mechzer ma'ase begufayu.
But now he's saying that no, it doesn't have to become kachi kachim for what's name in order to be goyle mizbeach. And even though zrika would make it even to kachi kachim, you don't need that. But the zrika also makes it into miyuchet or whatever it is, miyuchet for the mizbeach. It doesn't change the kedusha. It mevarer it. It sets it aside for the mizbeach. She says that zrika is like mechzer meiser begufayu. It's nothing lacking in the kedusha of this piece. The piece is not changing from kachik kalim to kachik kachim. If the piece is changing from kachik kalim to kachik kachim, so then you say at the end of the day it didn't change to kachik kachim. So therefore it's mechzer meiser begufayu. But if you're telling me that the zrika doesn't, in order to be olalayeret, it doesn't have to change from kachik kalim to kachik kachim, but rather all it does is it just through the zrika, it allows it to get burnt, and the zrika makes it that it's mevara this the item for the mizbeach. So then he wants to say, if it all it does makes it an item for the mizbeach, it doesn't change the kedusha of this piece. So it's not mechzer ma'ase begufayu. What allows it to become roi for the mizbeach? The zrika. That's loy mechzer ma'ase begufayu, and therefore there's no problem.
Still not
Gufayu. What? But it's not begufayu. He calls it a different word. That's all it is. That's all it is. Le'mechzer ma'ase begufayu, because it doesn't. Now, the Torah now we learn pashup shat means it changes from kachi kalim to kachi kachim. She said kachim kalim to kachi kachim. You know, the Torah now you learn mechzer ma'ase begufayu means, I guess that. No, Torah now you learn mechzer ma'ase begufayu means that it's not, you know, intrinsically, it has to change. And here it doesn't have to change. And his question is, what do you mean? It still has to change. Because it has to change from kalim to kachim kachim. And it doesn't do that. Now he seems to learn, no. It doesn't have to change Tosefes Kedusha. It's just that the Zrika has to act upon it and designate it as being a murim. So that Zrika which has to designate it is not Meister Begufayim. That's the thing he seems to learn. Okay, it's not... How we get to today's question, we'll get to in a minute. But that's where he explains it. Let's look over here, maybe it's a little clearer, number 6a. You don't have to have kache kachim on the murim. In other words, you don't have to change it from kachim kalim to kachim kachim, but it has to be mevara, it has to choose the emurim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochein choshev loy mechzer maise, de'ein mechusorim gedusha begufayu, v'rak mechuse biru legevoya, v'chim de lohave begufei, lochein ol leyerdu. You hear what he's saying? Joe. You hear what he's saying? In other words, until now we learned Pashup Shat. I guess we didn't learn like that. We learned Pashup Shat. Mechzer ma'ase begufayu. It's a zrika. It's not the item itself. But that wasn't Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, the way Rashi learns, is mechzer ma'ase begufayu means kachim kalim has to turn to kachim kachim. So he says, at the end of the day, it didn't change to kachim kachim. So who cares that it's the zrika? At the end of the day, it didn't change from kalim to kachim kachim. So it's considered mechzer ma'ase begufayu. She wants to say now, no, it doesn't have to change from kachim kalim to kachim kachim. Rather, it has to, what's the name? The kedusha remains the same. All you need is the zrika to tell me, this becomes a murim l'Hashem. So even though it's the same kedusha, but you need an outside thing to give the go-ahead that these emurim are okay. Since the go-ahead is done, loy begufayu, through the zrika, that's called loy mechzer ma'ase begufayu. Pretty straightforward, I think, yes. I'll tell you, very good. Because emurim... I know, but before zrika, it doesn't have a shame emurim. It's nothing. It's just a piece of the animal. Once I made a zrika, now it's these emurim, they're meant to go on a mizbeach.
It does have a shame emurim.
Does it?
Said,
no.
Then it will be
I know, but he says that it doesn't have to become kachim kachim. They don't remain more than kachim kalim, and that's fine. They don't have to become kachi kachim. Till now we learned that the kachim kalim has to turn to kachi kachim, and it's begufayu, the piece of meat has to change. And then he says, it's mechzer ma'ase begufayu, who cares, the food is rika. At the end of the day, it's mechzer ma'ase begufayu. But now he says, no, they can remain simple kedusha. They can remain kachim kalim. But what makes it, ye'ol ololo ye'eret, if the zrika if something on the outside makes this into a Shemei Murim. When does it become a Shemei Murim? Kachim Kalim, nonetheless, only after the Zrika, and therefore that's considered Mechze Maisi Begufayim. Okay, that's straightforward. I think it's not such a Chiddush even, but it's, you know, that's the way he learns. I guess he pulls it out of that Gemara, that from the Shelo Lishma, meaning when he saw that Gemara, and he saw Shelo Lishma, we just went right through it. And he said, wait a second, why Shelo Lishma better? Shelo Lishma also, it doesn't change it from Kalim to Kachim Kachim. So why is that suddenly okay, according to the Gemara? You know, Gemara says that, Ula says, Kachim Kalim okay. But Chum say, no, that Kachim Kalim are not okay. It has to become Kachim Kachim, so why Shelo Lishma, yes, okay. So he says, it proves from that Gemara that it doesn't have to become Kachim Kachim. It can remain Kachim Kalim. But it has to be, you have to do something that it makes this into a Shemei Murim. So through a Shechita Shelo Lishma and a Zrika, it gets done. But through a Nishbach Dama, or a Murim She'elu L'fnei Zrika Dama, it doesn't get done. So therefore, Chachamim argue. And Ula says, even if it doesn't get done, doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, it's what's named? It designates it through the Zrika. Yeah, that's what he learns. Not such a Chiddush. Joe, you with me so far? Not a Chiddush. Now he's like this. By the way, he says 6C maybe explains a little bit better. V'omagri is, the Mahochi Mashme, Sheze Levat She'ene Nikra Dayin, Kotche Kotchim, Ein Zechisorin Bekach, Legabe Haktore. V'chol Achisorin Legabe Haktore, Hu Rak Mashe Chose Behet Zrika. ואם כן, משמוכים מקריד לא ימחשם מייסי גופאיו, שחוסר בה היא רק הזריקה. אבל מה שאין קודשי קודשים, אין חסון כלל לגבי זה. All the same svara. In other words, the fact that something is not קודשי קודשים, that's not the issue. The issue is that there's no matter of זריקה, not to allow you to burn it, to make it a שמי מורים. And therefore, that's לא ימחשם מייסי גופאיו, and therefore that's okay. Right? עד כאן. So he won't say like this. So he says, how about if I find something, listen to this, how about if I find something whereby it's intrinsically lacking in the Kedusha? Then it doesn't make a difference if it's not Bukufayim. Meaning, the whole reason why this is okay is because the Kedusha doesn't change from Kalim to Kachim. It doesn't have to change from Kachim Kalim to Kachim Kachim. So therefore we say the Kedusha remains the same. What's the issue over here? You have to make it to Shemei Mulim. Oh yeah, but that's the Zrika, that's Loi Mechse Maisi Begufayu. However, if I have something which intrinsically has to change the Kedusha, and it doesn't, like we learned in the Havamina, clearly that's Mechse Maisi Begufayu. What? Wait, right? But correct? So he says over here we're talking about, no, yeah, that's the Kemitza, correct. Wait, before the Kli, correct. But now the Gemara will say, but according to Pshimin, Kemitza doesn't need Kli, correct? Kemitza does not need Kli. So therefore it should be fine. So Gemara says, no, according to Shimon, the Levina, before the Kemitza is even done. So Kivega says, it's Loi Mechzer Maisi Begufayu. The Kemitza is done not to Levina. It's done to the Silas. So why is that a problem on the Levina? The answer is Poshet. Because before the Kemitza is even done, there's no Kiddush at all. You have to make a Kemitza in order to change the Levina from nothing into Kiddusha. So therefore, who cares as like mechzer ma'aseh begufayu? But ain't lecha mechzer ma'aseh begufayu gadol mizu. Why? Because it's lacking in the kedusha. He brings a raya from a bishul rav who says that's another bishul rav. We're going to get to it right now, but he wants to explain that brings a raya that before let's see it inside. You have to see that. Yes. What? Oh. That's his point. We're going to get to that. That's exactly right. We'll get to that right now. The Gemara said like this. We saw that Gemara all in the beginning. When the Gemara says, Iboilu, Yitzia Mao Shetoyel, Bekidish Odaim Regalaim. In other words, if you wash your hands and you go outside, is that going to puzzle the Kiddush Odaim Regalaim? So, Gemara says, because maybe you may serdas. When you walk outside, you forget. And therefore, the original Kiddush does not help. But Rashi says, no. Would it puzzle like a psul yaitzer? In other words, just like your hands were washed with something which went in the Kli Sharis, so therefore it was sanctified by Kli Sharis, and then you went Yaitzah, so it's going to patzol, that's what Rashi learns, by the arrow. Yitzia chutz azor mao shetog edek shepoisa b'chol hakotchim, shekitzu b'Kli Sharis, shem yotzin esolim b'Yaitzah. So to the water was nikdash b'Kli Sharis, and it should become patzol Because you went Yetzer. Anything which dam, which goes in the Klisharis, you put outside, become possible because of Yetzer. Comes Tasis, and Tasis says, Pish bukun to gedesh bazu bchala kats mitu li shemitzin of salin. V'yefshe leim lekein. Elokin fast time, mishum bechivin the pasha, why? The mishum kiddush kli lay mifsil be yaitze, be midish lay nasa bo avoid adayim. Says the what's name, says Tasis, that something which was niskadesh by a kiddush kli alone, and no avoidah was done, is not possible the yaitze. Which means, the reason why if I have dam after Kabbalah, that I take outside, becomes possible Yaitzah, because besides the Kiddush Kli, there was also an Avodah. What's Avodah? Kabbalah. So only after the Avodah is done, then we say, Yaitzah is going to pass on. But Kiddush Kli alone is not going to pass on. That's what Tosha says. Comes Bishkirov and Dafchot, and he asks the question, that, how could you say that? After all, the Gemara says, Lechem HaPonim is Nifsal B'Yaitzah. The Gemara Menachos. Look at number 8. Hine Ashitas Taisa De Savri. The Bli Avoida. Ein Psu Yetze Koshe. Mahadim Menachos. The Isisham. The Lechem Aponim Nifshal B'Yetze. After Lein Asabu Avoida. The Haloi Siluk B'Zichin Havi B'Mokim Kemitze. In other words, Siluk B'Zichin, when you take away the spoons in order to put the Lechem Aponim on it. That's like the Kemitze. Vim kein tsokh li es kmoy mincha keinu kemitze. Darf de klushes kriya lehm, aber bichen le nifsh le beyetze. In other words, just like a kemitze, just like if you take a mincha, before you do the kemitze like the shchita, so before you do the kemitze, you take the mincha, even though you mekadosh it in the kli, and it's kedusha, right? Kedusha. You mekadosh it in the kli, you take it outside, not gonna passel. Why? Because Taisa says, because kiddush, kli alone, without an avodah, doesn't make it possible b'yaitzer. She says, so why lechem aponim that you put on the top of the table that is kiddush kli without an avodah? Why is it possible b'yaitzer? After all, kiddush kli alone is not going to possible unless you have an avodah. That's Mr. Rav's question. There is no avodah done. The avodah is only when you take away the bezichin. So that happens afterwards. So if you put the lechem upon him down beforehand, even though you mekadosh it b'kli, the shulchan is a lechem, is a mekadosh kli, nevertheless, it shouldn't be possible b'yaitzah. So why does the Gemara say it's possible b'yaitzah? Kiddush Tosis gives you a side that kiddush kli, without an avoida, doesn't possible b'yaitzah. So he says, why does lechem upon him, putting it onto the shulchan, without any avoida, makes it possible b'yaitzah? That's his question. So he wants to say, v'nira d'layma, the hodolay mifsal b'yaitzah, where do I say that kiddush kli alone doesn't pass all by yaitzer? Ena tam da avoda moisif kedusha. What's the pshat? Is the pshat when I do the avoda, it adds more kedusha to it? What do you mean? Kiddush kli is kedusha. No, that's not enough kedusha. When you do the avoda, it's more kedusha. Then the pass by yaitzer? I said no, it doesn't make sense. The eiz kedusha in teisif the minchal de kemitzer. Adding an avoda is not going to make it more of a kedusha. Sefer, what's the pshat? Correct.
Right. So when it's all sitting in the bowl, right, the lavona and the, forget lechem aponim, that's an example, the flour and the lavona in the bowl, it's like the animal before you shift it.
Correct.
So you only take the animal out of there before you shift it.
Right, no, that's it. Correct. Correct. I know. So why if you make the avodah, does it become yes possible?
Because now it turns.
What changed? Oh, so he says, it's like this. It's not that you're adding more kedusha to it. Ela the shvirele the cholak din psul yaitze mishab psulim ashatluim rak b'dush zaguf aber din yaitze tolui im kvar chal shem korban. In other words, yaitze is only if it's a shem korban. A korban belongs in the base of mikdash. So if it's just a kedushas haguf, that's not a korban yet. Korban is once I did an avoda to it, it belongs in the base of mikdash. It's a shem korban. So therefore, v'mircha kaidim kmitza af b'kedush zaguf ave, even though it's a korban b'kedush zaguf. Aber shema korban chal rak al der kemitza shechal din kemitz vidin shirayim. In other words, only when it's a din korban, it belongs inside. That's when it's a psul yaitza. So he wants to say, well, if he's a nir, lechem ponim yesh lof shem mincha v'korban mishas v'nachosam kemitz lech b'zichin kivin shirayim shabbos v'yaitza. In other words, since the shulchan is supposed to be inside, the shulchan by definition is inside the mikdash, and therefore putting the bread down, even though there is no avodah done yet, But it's a carbon, because it's meant, the shulchan is meant to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the same Shem carbon that meant in the Beis HaMikdash, you do by Shechita and by Shemitah, you accomplish already by putting it onto the lechem, onto the shulchan. Nice aside, embassy aside, Yotze depends on the Shem carbon, which means Yotze is a problem because it's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. When it's supposed to be in the Mikdash, not by Kedushas HaGuf, but by Shem carbon, once Avod is done. So once I do the Kemitzah, now it's got to be in the confines of Beis HaMikdash, otherwise it's Yotze. She says, Lechem Aponim, don't ask me Lechem Aponim, because Lechem Aponim, by definition, you're putting it on Lechem Aponim, it's supposed to be, there's no Avodah Dam yet, technically, but that's not more than a Kedusha, but that's like a carbon already, and therefore, you have a Psul Yetzer. That's how this Rav explains the thing over here. So he wants to say over here. If it belongs in a place, correct.
Right? It could be anywhere.
Correct, that's the idea. Carbon means in the base of Mikdash. That's where I'm learning it. I thought that's what he means. Okay. So now you want to say like this. He says, number 9. The name of Uber Taysa Leo Chofan Beis. The Chomin Chokarim Kitsa and Nifsaz Biyaitza. Ubira Dvorin Bira Gris. The Psul Yaitza the Talib Gdusha Guf. El Talib Gdusha Korban. Vilachain Bekli Shores. Nas Gdusha Guf. Av Gdusha Korban Vakrova. Charaka Dek Mitsa. So in other words, say like this. He says, so what do we see over here? Based on that Taysa. That even if I have something inside a big pan, Mincha, is it Kaddish B'Kdushas HaGuf?
Yes.
Is it a carbon before Kemitza? No, that's the whole Kiddush, right? He said, no Avodah, doesn't mean no Avodah. It's not a carbon. So in other words, by doing the Kemitza, I'm making it from Kedushas HaGuf into a carbon. Correct? So this Levina, which I want to put on the Mizbeach even before the Kemitza, it's nothing. That's not a carbon. It's Kedusha Guf, but Nechsa Maisu Begufayu. In other words, once he established the whole pshat, he said that Nechsa Maisu Begufayu is only not a problem. It's like Nechsa Maisu Begufayu. Why? Because you're not changing Kedusha. The Kedusha stays from Kalim to Kalim. It doesn't change up to Kachim. The whole thing is, it's the same Kedusha. And then it makes a difference whether it's Begufayu or not Begufayu. But if it's lacking in the actual Kedusha, it's got to change from a Kedusha to a carbon. And that you don't have, so who cares that it's like Mechsel Maisa Begufayu? Who cares that the Levina only becomes a carbon through what? Through the Kemitza, which is not Begufayu. But it's lacking in the actual Kedusha's carbon. So it's lacking in Kedusha's carbon. Ein lecha Mechsel Maisa Begufayu, Gazel Mizu. So it's answered. Kivegi's question. It very makes a lot of sense. No question, Bechlal. Why? Because what are you telling me? That the Levina is Mechsel Maisa Begufayu? Yeah. But there's no Kedusha at all over here. It has to change first from a Kedusha Guf, a Mincha, to a carbon. That only happens through the Kemitza. So the whole Svara that we see in the Gemara, like Mechsa Maisa B'Gufayu, is only after the Bishkov explains we're not changing from Kachim Kalim to Kachim Kachim. It remains the same Kachim Kalim. Then you can say, oh, you hit the right Kedusha, this is B'Gufayu, this is not B'Gufayu, then you're good to go. Or by the Kemitza, I did the Kemitza, and I didn't put it yet inside a kli. So there, it's the same Kedusha, right? Kedusha is fine, it's already a carbon, you did the Kemitza already, you did the Shechita already, but you didn't do it all the way. So there, it's still lacking Begufayu, then you can play around and say, Svaris, Begufayu, Loi Begufayu. But if it doesn't, if it still has to change from a lower Kedusha to a higher Kedusha, then everybody agrees that even if it's like Mechsamayis Begufayu, it's not done to the actual Levine itself, it's done rather to the Kemitza, it's still going to be a problem, because that's Ein Lecha Mechsamayis Begufayu itself, that's the Havamina, the way we learned till now, the way we actually learned, that that's a pshat in Mechsamayis Begufayu, and therefore, Kivegi's question is answered. Makes sense?
It does.
Come on, it's so simple.
It's so simple, Kivegi didn't think
of it. I know. Okay.
Because it doesn't read it in Tosos. You read Tosos. It's a nice svara, but how do you see Tosos saying that? We're saying that that's what he meant. But this is Shalivoni Teres. Nothing about it is not a svara.
Shalivoni Teres. You're saying all it means is Niteres and nothing more. Right. It means Niteres, like the Zrika is Mater. It's the exact same way.
Yeah.
The same way the Zrika is Mater, the carbon, which just chooses the place, but doesn't change from Kalim to Kachim, so to Levani Teres. I know, he wants to say not like that. He said, Levoni Teres, B'kmitzah, I said, aha, wait a second, there's no k'mitzahs on over here, it's nothing. Hey, it's just a k'dusha guf. Got it. Yeah, okay, okay. But that's, they all got to this only if we understand the Mechzer Maisi B'gufayu. In other words, he's redefining Mechzer Maisi B'gufayu, which means, till now it meant Mechzer Maisi B'gufayu means, oh yeah, it's kachim kalim to kachim kachim, then he has kachim, that can be pshat. So he says, Pashim Pshat doesn't mean that. It's the same Kedusha. Mechzer Maisi B'gufayu means, it's the same Kedusha, but you still gotta choose, you gotta be matter through the Zvika, that's not B'gufayu. So all he's saying is that this Svara of B'gufayu, not B'gufayu, can make a difference if the Kedusha is you hit the level of Kedusha that you need, i.e. by the Karbanis, or even by the Kemitza. Once you made the Kemitza, yeah, the Kedusha is there, but it still has to be completed, and therefore makes a difference, Maish B'gufayu, not Maish B'gufayu. Mashing by Levayna, it never hit the Kedusha, Ein Lecha Mechse Maish B'gufayu, Galim Mizu, and that's right over here. Okay, nice understanding.